called Park Killer. Ted replied, "Who is this?" He swung his legs out of bed, the floor cold under his bare feet, and the phone vibrated in his hand. "I want to know how you're feeling." He stared at the words as a new message appeared. "We should talk." He tapped out a response. "Think you have wrong number?" The reply was fast. "No, I don't." Then, "You're Ted Archer." Ted felt the blood pulsing in his neck. He punched in another reply, but the caller beat him to it. "I killed your wife and son." Ted dropped the phone on the bed like it was on fire. He stared at it, then he snatched it up and called Detective Severin, but hung up before the call went through. Severin wouldn't do anything. He paced the room, waiting, trying to think. He typed, "Call me," and then added, "If you're who you say you are." The phone rang, the ringtone his wife had given him, sharp-dressed man by ZZ Top, as a joke, when she was alive. Ted could hardly move. At last, he put the phone to his ear and answered. "Who are you?"
"Ted," a male voice said. "How are you feeling?"
"Who are you?"
"I told you."
Ted's whole body shook. His vision faltered. "What's your name?" This was the guy who'd killed Megan and Colton.
"You'll find out who I am, I promise you. First, listen."
"I'll kill you," Ted said. "I'll kill you." He couldn't think of anything else to say.
"I'll let you kill me," the caller said, "if you want to." "That's the point, Ted."
"What point? What point?"
It was hard to breathe. He looked out the window, not really seeing.
"I'll kill you,
Ted."
"I'll find you,
Ted. You're not. Let me say this, because I have to be brief."
Ted took a deep breath. This might be his only chance.
"I'm listening," he said.
"Good. I asked you how you're feeling."
The verge of blacking out.
"I don't know."
"Before I texted you. What about then?"
"I was asleep."
"Before that?
How do you think I've been feeling? What kind of, how do you think? They're on my mind every second of every day."
"Ah, let me interrupt you. I don't have much time." "Right there. You said it. They're on your mind every second. And this is causing you pain. This is causing you suffering. There's nothing physically assaulting you. It's all in your mind."
What the hell was he talking about? Hang up. Call Severin. This guy has said all sorts of things that could mean something.
Think like a cop. Maybe they can't trace the number, but...
Ted pulled the phone away from his ear and stared, wondering if it had something like a call recorder on it. He'd never used one, but he didn't know half of what his phone could do. Maybe something else. There was an old tape recorder around somewhere. He moved into the kitchen and started yanking out drawers.
"Ted, healing is only possible when we stop heaping blame and shame upon ourselves. When we seek to understand the conditions shaping our lives and understand the mind for what it really is."
Listen to the voice. Any accent? No. Is he excited? He sounds calm. Listen for background noise.
"Ted, are you there?"
He couldn't find the tape recorder. He scrambled for a pen and paper. Keep him talking.
"I don't understand what you mean."
"I'm talking about the nature of the mind, Ted. The nature of suffering."
Ted found a pen, yanked off the cap with his teeth, and started scribbling on an instruction manual for one of his tools.
"What you're experiencing right now, Ted. The pain you feel. You don't have to."
He tried to listen and write down what the caller had already said at the same time. His writing was a mess. He threw the pen aside. "You sound like a shrink."
"Where is he? That's the most important thing."
Ted said, "Maybe certain people, you know, they get stuff like that, get into these ideas you're talking about, but not where I live."
He waited for the killer to give something away.
"That's a fair